Hello everyone and welcome to JFG Tonight. I have a low voice today, that's why I had to take a break yesterday. My voice is weak, so I'm gonna try to make as much of the show as I can. But I have I don't think it's called a flu, but a cold, I guess. My voice has gotten cold. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Lindald Guntram says, Las Vegas, two dead, six severely injured. In stabbing spree, some victims are showgirls. Yes, I've heard about this. Dead Star says, a million glitches are worth telling Susan to go fuck herself. Absolutely. Absolutely. And today we're streaming at higher bitrate. The Odyssey team, I discussed with them, and they said that their changes should allow higher bitrate streaming, and that if you are suffering from buffering, you need to lower the resolution. The resolution button is available under auto 1080p. They are transcoding, so you can get a non-buffering option if you suffer from it. But I was tired of streaming the whole show at very low bitrate, and they said it should be okay, that we can now increase it. Callum Oxford says, high-capacity assault knives are weapons of war and have no place on our streets. Good one. BSC, the blockchain of Binance, is in trouble right now. They have shut down the whole thing. To confirm, we have suspended BSC after having determined a potential exploit. All systems are now contained, and we are immediately investigating the potential vulnerability. We know the community will assist and help freeze any transfer. All funds are safe. And there were news emerging. Hi, BNB chain. You may want to take a look at this. It seems like huge. $293 million rewards are claimed from the token hub. So apparently someone found a hack to claim massive amounts of rewards and then started transferring. He got blocked in his transfer of $750 million, apparently something of that size. And he got blacklisted. And then he found some trick to still continue passing his money flow by saying, okay, so you've blacklisted my address, but I can still make a smart loan that will be guaranteed against this address. And he got some money from the smart loan, and then the money from the smart loan started circulating. So they have shut down the whole blockchain until they figure out. But yeah, someone was commenting, decentralized, they said. Definitely, we're not talking about decentralized stuff anymore. When we are into BSC, we are into something that is controlled a lot by people who can shut it down if they see something they don't like. Colin Maxworth says, BSC is centralized anyway, couldn't they just fork? Well, BSC is a fork of ETH already. I don't know what you mean by just fork. They were scared that if they were letting it open, the exploit would be constantly exploited. So they didn't want to deal with a multiplication of this trick by 100 and then having to deal with all the individual addresses and whether they need to be banned or not. So they decided to shut it down. I will need to clear my voice once in a while, so don't worry if you see me mute the microphone. But I've been sleeping and spending lots of time on the second floor where it is not heated, just because I like cold. I'm sleeping right now at around 3-4 degrees Celsius in the room. I love the feeling of cold, but apparently it was too much for my vocal cords. Apparently you can't sleep in a fridge without losing your voice. That's why my voice is suffering today. Lindald Guntram says, most crypto is not crypto at all and is centralized too, so better beware and do some serious due diligence if you consider engaging with it. Yeah, I mean, you can appreciate that Bitcoin has some degree of just because of the massive interest in it, the massive number of people who are running rigs and servers for it, you can consider it to an extent decentralized. But the more you go into specialized chains that people are pushing for themselves and that they are running like a company, then you start looking less and less decentralized, but more and more like just a company that operates on a network of server. Dead Star says, you aren't serious. Your room is 38 Fahrenheit. I don't know in Fahrenheit what it is, but basically fridge temperature. I really like it when it's that temperature outside and then you wrap yourself in covers, in bed covers, and then you feel absolutely great. Proof Rock 2, emerging from the ground. Well, I didn't know that Elon Musk was taking the digging ID, the boring company, to that level. Look at this monster coming out of the ground. It's like in these movies when a worm comes out.
We're here at the Boring Company. Got little X, Steve, got Saxon, and we have a foam party.
Wait. We're here. A drilling machine, gigantic. My God. These drilling machines are used to make super large tunnels that he hopes to carry cars underground, so your car would basically be stationed on a train-like wheel system, and basically you would stop driving your car and the train-like thing would carry you. Sounds a little bit painful, but perhaps we will have to do this in places of big traffic. Perhaps, but it sounds like we're going to be making holes in the earth. Will it be stable? Will it challenge the stability of buildings in big cities? I don't know, but I think there's something wrong about all this. Musk Twitter, October 17 trial halted by judge, giving Tesla CEO more time to seal the $44 billion deal. We have to be careful with the enthusiasm of the market because Elon Musk just got what he wanted. Elon Musk wanted to delay the trial as much as possible, and he got exactly this. So because he requested on Twitter on there and believe him that there is a genuine attempt to buy the company now, the judge has decided to forego the date of October 17th, which was in 10 days from now. It was supposed to happen, this trial. Now the judge says he better conclude the sale before October 29, because else the trial will happen, but in November. So Elon Musk ended up having is pushback of the date as he requested initially. So when Elon Musk gets what he asks for, what he wants, you have to be careful because he can be quite cunning in obtaining these things on false pretense. Elon can lie, he has shown it in the past. He can do things on his Twitter to influence the market. And are we in yet another game of Elon Musk? We will know very soon. I can't wait for October 29, see if Elon Musk has engaged honestly with this purchase request. DK Shadow says, delaying actions win wars. I mean, definitely, I think he may be trying to negotiate down. The lawyers of Elon Musk have mentioned that they got some offers that were lower. They got a couple of billions of the price, but there were other conditions that were tied to this drop of price such that they couldn't accept it. Apparently, there's ongoing negotiation between the Elon Musk and Twitter teams. Poland formally demands $1.3 trillion. 12 trillion what euros from Germany in World War II reparations. This is so important, and I can't help but think, because this is a news from 2 days ago, this is definitely linked to the blowing up of the Nord Stream pipeline. It cannot be random that Poland would suddenly ask for World War II reparations, and that happens exactly when Poland would have had the economic interest, along with the US and Ukraine, to have this Nord Stream pipeline, which would carry gas to Germany, to be blown up. It is unbelievable. But I think there's basically a ganking up of Germany. Basically, Germany, I don't know what's their problem, but they really hate Germany, and they're going after it at full speed. The Karl Marx, where it says he could have been trying to crash the value to justify the sweeping changes and resulting value fluctuations with board members when he takes control. I mean, if he takes control, there doesn't need to be convincing board members of anything. But yeah, maybe it was some kind of leverage, to say, hey, here's what you get on the market, here's what you get with me. Shrigadam Fungus says, I was catching up on recent episodes, and JF was listing people that Trump should have pardoned. One of the names JF mentioned was Lars Ulrich, laughing my ass off. Yes, and it's not his name. I don't remember what's his name. Lars Ulrich. Lars Ulrich is a Danish musician. Oh, yeah, exactly. I knew that I got it wrong, but I didn't know who it was. Who is the Silk Road prisoner? Is it the Silk Road that they call Ross Ulbricht? That's his name. Sentenced to life in prison for doing the internet. Holy shit. Biden pardoning all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession. President Biden also urged governors to follow his lead with regards to marijuana possession at the state level. Holy shit, we're going to see a flow of people from prisons into society. I think there will be massive consequences to this. The problem I have, and I don't think that I would want a world in which marijuana possession for yourself is not a crime. Maybe selling marijuana to children is a crime, but marijuana that you want to consume, that is not a crime to me, and it shouldn't be a crime. That being said, the people we catch with these laws are people who don't care much about respecting the law. So we may be catching them with something that I wouldn't want to be a law, but we're catching them in a way that probably keeps other crimes from happening. And in fact, there are lots of people who will end up pleading guilty to one count, and then in exchange, the prosecutor abandons the other counts. So it's not because you're in jail for simple marijuana possession that there weren't other things to be reproached to you. It's just that it ended up being the thing they caught you for. John Drake says it's being reported that Musk was offered a few billions off the deal if he would agree to keep Trump and other conservatives off Twitter forever. He said, no dice, I'm buying at the original offer. I think that must be an exaggeration. I don't see how. Can you imagine you are saying, okay, I'm giving you a $2 billion rebate if you just keep Trump off the platform? Who would pay $2 billion for this? I mean, maybe there's a bunch of billionaires saying to the current Twitter execs, look, if you can get this passed in, I'm gonna pay you. But that sounds like a far-fetched. People have been asking me to comment on the Quebec election. It happened. Holy shit. I'm almost happy that I didn't follow it. Coalition Avenir Quebec, the CAQ of François Legault has been totally dominating. The win solidifies the CAQ as a powerhouse. Liberals form official opposition. Look at this. They have much more than a majority. The Liberal Party is in shambles. The Parti Québécois, which used to manage the province of Quebec, they're at only 3 representatives. And Québec Solidaire, which is the new far-left party, at 11. So here, François Legault, I was once at a university where he came to speak, and I know what he identifies as. He identifies as a leftist. He says, I am of the productive left. So, Dead Star says, what's the most based party? I'm getting to it. There is no based party in Quebec. That's exactly why I'm doing this list. Look, CAQ, leftist party, 41% of the representation. So he says, I'm a productive leftist, which is kind of a way to say, all right, I am leftist, but I am leftist in a way that I will care about still some degree of efficiency in the society of Quebec. But of course, if you're a leftist, you cannot access efficiency. It's not available to you. Quebec Liberal Party, a center-left. So I guess it's the furthest right party at this moment, but it is a center-left, totally center-left party. Justin Trudeau type of party. So it's the Liberal Party for the Quebec province. Quebec Solidaire, far left, like pink hair, lesbian levels of far leftism. Parti Québécois, a center left / socialist left party that used to manage, and in fact, François Legault, who's now in CAQ, used to be in Parti Québécois, and he was part of this was part of the teams that won and that got into managing the province of Quebec over many decades. So now it's a party that is unable to be the shadow of its past self. And the Conservative Party of Quebec, people were asking me, JF, do you like this guy from the Conservative Party of Quebec? I was like, does it really matter if I like him or not? They're not going to win. They have zero representative. And they're not even a based conservative party. They're like less conservative than Boris Johnson, I'm sure. So what do we end up with? Quebec has complete right-wing capitulation. There is not a single politician in Quebec who is centrist. Good luck. I'm so happy that I'm out of there, because the CAQ at 41% is the party of François Legault, who believes that every children should be in the public school, who wants to lead a war against homeschooling, and who's been adding red tape in the last 5 years on homeschooling. Now you have to have a government agent come to your home, or you have to do an interview. And you have to explain if you've reached the determined set of conditions that the government imposes on homeschool. It is a nightmare of arbitrariness and talking to fucking secretaries who don't know what they're talking about. And somehow you have to explain to them what you do with your children. This is the party that got 41%. I am so glad to be out of this place. This place is high suffering for whoever stays there. And the thing is, the reason it got a massive approval is that the Quebecois people actually feel that François Legault is good for them. And they're deluded, but they're charmed by this whole productive leftism concept. And that's how he reached the point that he reached. From being in the Parti Québécois, being a ministry of education, to leading his own party based around this. Nicolas Petris says, maybe I need to start planning my escape from Quebec. Absolutely. There are rewards to be had once you leave Quebec, my friend. Let me tell you, if you can do it, do it. Someone sent a super chat on Entropy. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Michael Montfort says, JF, I have followed your instructions and inseminated my fiance. Bravo, good sir. It is a weird turn of phrase. You won't hear this anywhere else than on JFG tonight. JF, I have followed your instruction. It's like, bro, nature is supposed to have made it so that you would follow these instructions even if I don't give them to you. He says, although I'm over 40, she's 12 years younger than me. It was quite easy for her to get pregnant. On the other hand, I noticed lately you're more focused on case strategy, monogamous parental investment, as your message changed. No. One of the great things of monogamous parental investment is that you can make 10 babies with the same woman. You would actually have a hard time going through getting a new girlfriend and getting 10 babies across different girlfriends. That is almost impossible. Just because of the amount of investment you have to put on the already existing baby, the fact that you get tired, the fact that dating is extremely demanding. So all of this makes it so that actually monogamy is totally in line with producing a lot of babies. But my message didn't change. I've always been acknowledging the K-selected nature of the human species. And so caring for our babies is extremely important. And good parenting is extremely important. This has never changed, and it will never change. It will always be my belief. Maybe you just heard me focus on that commentary because someone was asking about it, but it's always been my position that, yeah, monogamy, absolutely, is the ideal. Now, it may not be what you're capable of attaining, and it may not be what you're forced to do if your girl leaves you, but if you can attain it, absolutely go for it. So I'm super happy that you're, well, if you're over 40, so let's say you're 42, she's 12 years younger, so your girlfriend would be 30 then, totally viable. It's much better to have a few babies with her than have no babies at all. So congratulations, and it's very exciting. And yes, males who are older are capable of making it happen, but she won't be. When she's 40, she's done. When she's 35, you should consider that there are massive risks appearing. Ukraine Zelensky calls on NATO to launch preemptive strikes against Russia to eliminate the possibility of a Russian nuclear strike. Sam Harris. Can someone kick Sam Harris out of the body of Zelensky? Sam Harris has found a reader in Ukraine, the man who has philosophically defended and examined preemptive strikes now is echoed by Zelensky.
Що повинно робити НАТО? Унеможливлювати застосування Росією ядерної зброї. Але, що важливо, я ще раз звертаюсь до міжнародної спільноти. Як це було до 24-го? Превентивні удари, щоб вони знали, що з ними буде, якщо вони застосують, а не навпаки.
You are insane, bro. Shut the fuck up. If everyone thinks like you, this is exactly why Ukraine shouldn't have any sort of missile. If everyone thinks like this, don't you think that Russia would have already preemptively struck the US to avoid the possibility of a preemptive US strike? Colin Oxford says, preemptively poking the bear with a stick. Yeah, it's it is insane. On top of it, he's basically talking about a warning strike, basically not a massive strike that would destroy everything. He's like, Why don't we just show them the power of our bombs on their territory? You are absolutely insane. Shrigenum Fungus says he always looks deep faked. Is he even real? That's a good question. There's certainly been bizarre background moves, bizarre background contrast with Zelensky, so I don't know. I guess the day we'll know if he's really in Kiev is the day there's a massive nuclear bomb blowing up Kiev in whole, and then the question would be, is Zelensky still alive? How radical left ideologies are infiltrating schools in red states, even in highly conservative rural areas.
Hi, I'm Anna Miller with the Center for American Education. Do you ever wonder how public schools come to promote radical gender theories? Or how schools in red states build partnerships with Planned Parenthood to deliver sex education? Follow the money and the curriculum, and you can understand what's happening. Step one, the federal government has several grant programs for states to offer comprehensive sex education programs. States can only get a grant if they pick programs approved by national bureaucrats. Bureaucrats use national standards for sexuality education, written by radical interest groups, to guide their approval. These interest groups not only write the standards, but then create and sell the curriculum. Planned Parenthood is the chief interest group writing the standards and profiting from these curricula. Step two, Idaho's Department of Health and Welfare accepts sex education grants. And then the state implements a curriculum called Reducing the Risk. This curriculum promotes high-risk sexual actions. It seeks to normalize sexual activity among children. It is LGBTQ inclusive, instructing students in gender identity, sexual orientation, and transgender ideology.
Well, that's how it happens. This is always how federal governments work. They don't have the jurisdiction to intervene in education, but what they can do is, well, we're going to give you that money. We have jurisdiction over that money, but we're giving you that money only if you apply a vaccine passport program, or only if you force your children to hear about ABC. So that's how federal governments do. That's why the abolishment of the federal government is the only way forward for some right-wing states to survive in America. Daddy's Data Dumper says some provocative stuff I will not read. By the way, talking about indoctrination, I will be on Modern Day Debate on Saturday. That's in, 2 days from now, on the 8th. I will be debating Brenton again, this clown. But he's a clown who's consistently accepting to debate me, so I guess it's better than, it's better than the other options. I will be debating Brenton on, I can't believe that this is a question he wants to debate. Are the school teachers indoctrinating the youth on LGBT and transgender subjects? Are you kidding me? What will be his position? He wants to say that they don't. What about all the material? What about the changes of behavior in children that are known to have occurred? What about the increase of LGBT self-identification in the last few decades? Everything speaks to this indoctrination happening. Whether it happens intentionally, I guess we could have had a debate on this, but no, he wants to argue that they don't indoctrinate. I guess it's going to be some kind of fallacious, well, it's teaching, but it's not indoctrination. And so this will be easy to blow out of the water. It's unfortunate, this Brendan guy, how bad he is at debating, but I'm going to go again on Saturday. And then next week, I'll be on Cotto Gottfried to talk about female and politics. Is the whole idea that female are leftist and that the reason our societies are converging toward the far left is nothing else than female vote. White sends $101. Thank you so much. He says, JF, in episode 653, you read a super chat on screen that thanked donators like quite. Which I assume was me. Quite. But since they only hear you pronounce my name as quite, they think my name is quite, when it's actually quite. So I'm donating $101. Well, thank you for this super complex super chat to read. I enjoy reading challenges. Because when I was young, I loved being the designatee of the class to read a text aloud. I was extremely I was forcing myself to be very professional in my reading, with great elocution, with the sentences properly paused, because I knew how much it sucked when a bad student was reading and he was like, and it was not understandable. So I really like reading challenges and making it audible for the people listening. Feds have enough evidence to slap Hunter Biden with tax gun charges. Are you kidding me? We're still talking about these small crimes, tax and gun charges. They've had this for years. You know what they have and what they don't act upon? They have 10 for the big guy. Now, just these words, 10 for the big guy, and the actions that Hunter Biden then took to ensure that these collaborators of him were put in contact with the big guy. Now, that is truly international fraud and embezzlement of government agent. And oh my God, they could slap 10 to 15 counts on this guy. But we're still talking about, oh, well, maybe we will have taxes and gun charges. Where the gun charge is related to a gun that he shouldn't have had and that found itself in a trash. It's all extremely minor compared to the massive political scandal that it is, that this guy is going around the world selling the influence of his father. That you really cannot do. The gun question and who put it in the trash, this will all be subject to questioning at trial. Spindly Opinion says, I think the question with Hunter is why now? They could have done it anytime. Exactly. Is the left planning to drop Biden under the bus? That's perhaps what's happening. What? Sends $41. Thank you so much. He says, JF, some part of JFG tonight 654 is missing at the 41-minute mark. The show cut out as you were about to talk about a power grid story. What was the story? I don't remember. I would have to check what part of the show, because we've had issues with Odyssey, disconnecting and buffering at times. It could be this. I will go check it. But if you have a timestamp for me, electrical power grid? I don't remember. I don't know what it was about. But yeah, this could be the part that got cut, but I would have to check. If you can send me a timestamp, I'll be happy to check. Dr. Simon Gold, after the CDC objected, ICANN won a lawsuit which compelled the CDC to turn over B-safe COVID vaccine injury data. The data is shocking. It shows 7.7 required medical care after vaccination, and 25% had serious side effects. Out of 10 million people who used V-Safe, 3.3 million were hurt, 6.4 million health impacts were reported by the V-Safe user. Options for health impacts were unable to work or attend school, unable to do your normal daily activities or get care from a doctor or other health professional. 7.7% of them had to seek medical care after vaccination. Well, are we getting any gain from this vaccine or only damage? And then they hide the damage. And if you cherry pick the data, your evidence for safety is worth nothing, because I can easily cherry pick the cases of data that I like and then hide the rest, and then that creates a significant effect as far as the data that I display. White sends $1. He says, Jeff, I gave you a timestamp. Oh, at the 41 minute mark. Okay, I'll check this. It's why I donated $41. Here, have a buck. Okay, yes, I am, you know, sometimes when I read super chats, I have to focus on many things and I can miss a detail like this. You did put a timestamp, that's true, and I read it aloud. Newly obtained emails shed more light on CDC's false vaccine safety monitoring statements. Newly obtained email shows that the CDC made a false statement on COVID-19 vaccine safety monitoring in 2021, months before agency officials gave false statements on the matter to the Epoch Times. The emails also show top officials in the agency discussing performing safety monitoring on a key database for myocarditis, a form of heart inflammation that has been linked to the vaccine from Pfizer and Moderna. They had indicated in 2021 that they would perform a type of analysis called proportional reporting ratio on reports of adverse reactions following the vaccination. The reports are submitted to VAERS, which officials have described as the nation's early warning system. The CDC also said in an updated set of operating procedures in 2022 that it would perform the analysis, but the CDC has made false statements 3 times this year on this analysis, initially saying such analysis was outside the agency's purview, then saying the analysis was performed starting in 2021, then saying the analysis did not begin until 2022. Well, I think they just don't want to do it, and they don't want to be pushed by the public or by anti-vax forces to question their priors and beliefs about the vaccine. So they are simply not trustable. NASA asteroid crash leaves a trail of debris more than 6,000 miles long. So that's the DART spacecraft that would have impacted the asteroid. And I don't know where's the tail of debris. That seems like just a light flash. So I don't know where they see exactly in this picture the debris trace. Very hard to tell, honestly. UK mother arrested for offensive online post. So apparently the police went to her door. The police went to her door and she asked, there's been an allegation, can we come in? I said, do you have a warrant? They said, we don't need one. And this 6'3" bloke forced his way in. They seized all my devices, including my work Chromebook and the homework iPad, which will upset the 10-year-old with autism even more because all her Harry Potter audiobooks are stored on there, and now she can't do homeschooling. Typical intervention here, hate speech laws. I don't know that there's anything in UK hate speech laws, even if they are unfair laws and ridiculous laws. I don't know that there's anything in there that says the officer doesn't need a warrant to come in your home. That is very weird to me. Proud Boys member is the first to plead guilty to seditious conspiracy. So a Proud Boy has abandoned the pursuit of justice. Jeremy Bertino, a top lieutenant to Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio, pleaded guilty to conspiracy theory, seditious conspiracy. Now here's the kicker. He's not been there on January 6th. This guy is a basement He's a basement remote insurrectionist. He can engage in a seditious conspiracy at a distance with his mind, you know, controlling the people on January 6th and inciting them. The fact that that this guy even has to plead guilty shows that there is not much expectation of getting a fair trial for these Proud Boys type and insurrectionists of January 6th. Someone was driving without a wheel on the highway, apparently. Let's have a look at the video.
What the heck is going on right here? This person's sparking, all doors open right here. I cannot believe this guy's car.
Kovi Killer Clown says, can anyone finish this quote? He who controls the past controls the future. You want this in Finnish? Vrandensten Pathen in the Schlangsting Fjontjong. I think that's what it is in Finnish.
Car is even going down the 405 freeway, but he's making it happen here on one wheel, apparently. Rather dangerous situation happening here on the 405. Tailgate open. There's no tailgate party going on in sight, but this guy is just letting it all hang loose.
I forgot to put the video back.
Situation happening here on the 405. Tailgate open. There's no tailgate party going on in sight, but this guy is just letting it all hang loose right now. Front wheel is definitely out. Let's see what this person's smoking.
Now the woman is just driving, is just relaxed. She's like, everything is fine. Now she's on drugs. Look at her. I mean, if you can attain this level of carelessness and joy in your life, I mean, she's just going home from a hard day's work. There's nothing to worry about. She's not even nervous.
Miss, get out of the car.
Yeah.
Are you on drugs right now?
No, not at all. My car gave out. I mean, I had somebody help me before, and apparently the brake did not stop.
Do you know you're driving on three wheels right now? Your wheel's completely out. You just crashed into this gentleman right here.
You almost
hit a hazard. You're on the freeway.
80 miles on the freeway. Okay. On the three wheels.
I'm going to trade it.
You need to get out of the car.
I will.
Just
get
car.
Out of the car,
just
miss.
Just leave the car.
You're on
Yes, it looks like fentanyl. We will see the pills in our car in a moment. Yes, that's totally fentanyl in terms of carelessness, in terms of she's joyful and she's able to make it look not so bad, you know? Her behavior does not seem to give away much, but she is way too careless for A. By the way, if you have friction like this on the floor, your entire car becomes super hot. She must not be feeling temperature anymore, because certainly the amount of friction that she was generating, let alone, you know, the vibrations and the noise, but just the heat, you would feel it.
Drugs right now. You're on painkillers. There's so yes, you are.
Oh my God.
You are on some drugs right now.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Put your car
Absolutely not. There's two different types of pill, three pills total, just in her car seat crack. My God, this Kovi Killer Clown says, what does a overdose from fentanyl feel like, JF? Well, my understanding is that it's it doesn't feel like anything. You're probably feeling the high of the drug that you feel regularly, but the overdose point of these drugs is when they shut down your breathing. So it feels probably like your respiratory centers, they stop getting you air in and out. But you're happy in the happiness center, but then eventually you die. And things just go dark because I don't know if there's a moment of distress, you know? I don't know if there's a moment at which the rest of the body says, all right, you there's something wrong because you're not getting oxygen. Or maybe you just fall unconscious before realizing anything. FBI sued for withholding records of Facebook censorship of Hunter Biden laptop story. So the America First legal at a Washington district court is asking for the FBI to release these communications because we have Mark Zuckerberg stating publicly that he felt intimidated by the FBI, that they came to him and that they were like, yeah, there's going to be Russian disinformation. And so that's why he reported having to censor the Hunter Biden laptop. And so now we want the communications from the FBI. This should be transparent. If we have the executive of the American government controlling speech in America, it's a massive First Amendment violation. But the FBI is keeping all those things secret. Hopefully, this legal case will allow to expose what they've been doing, and perhaps it could lead to lawsuits against the government for speech censorship. Sam says, feels a little bit like having Derek Chauvin call an ambulance to help you. Okay, you mean I Can't Breathe? That was a reference to George Floyd dying out of breath. Okay. Proud Boys member is first to plead guilty. Oh, I've already covered that news. 23% of New York voters lack proof of identity. Approximately 3.1 million New Yorkers, roughly 23% of the state's 13.3 million voters, lack key identifying documents to prove their identities, according to a recent analysis by the Public Interest Legal Foundation. And thanks to our geniuses at the Supreme Court, there's nothing anyone can do about it. Basically, you have to live in New York to be alerted at this, to be alarmed at this. If you live in Texas, your rights, your democratic rights are as violated as if you live anywhere else by this low standard for evidence of identity, and yet you cannot sue in Supreme Court. Mo Everhard says, hey JF, did you see Andy Warski boxing in a sold-out O2 arena? He got knocked out within 10 seconds. Absolutely. I've been playing this over and over again the night where it happened, so it was on the show, and I was rejoicing. Tyson joins Chicago corporate exodus, moves all employees to Arkansas. The move will foster closer collaboration, enhance team member agility, and enable faster decision-making. Blah, 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 blah. This move will not do any of these things. It will just keep your employees alive. And it will just keep your employees able to go shop at a 7-Eleven without receiving a stray bullet. You're not going to Arkansas for faster decision making and enhanced team member agility. Kobe Killer Clown says, hey Jeff, at least Texas is a constitutional carry state. Yeah, it won't matter that you can constitutionally carry when 30 leftists with armor and guns start running after you because you haven't paid your federal tax. Texas is going down like every state of this region. The South of America is about to become just a pale copy of Mexico. So it's really not a place to live. I know you may have the impression from the Ron DeSantis events and the Greg Abbott sending immigrants in other states, you may have the impression, oh, here's some based governments. But if you have based governments, but you don't win the reproductive war and the demographics war, then you're done just like the others. You are dying in an act of bravado. Congratulations, you're still dying. John Drake says fentanyl is used for terminal cancer patients. Yeah, so I guess the answer then to the question, how does it feel to die of fentanyl? It's probably the same as it does with cancer patients when they take fentanyl and die. Shoplifting in California is out of control due to zero consequences, according to the district attorney. District attorney El Dorado County Vern Pearson said that while property crimes, including shoplifting, are illegal, state laws such as Proposition 47 and 57 allow many criminal activities to go undeterred. Guy from V says, everyone needs to separate opiates from opioids. Natural opiates aren't the problem regarding overdose death. I think that if we're talking about natural heroin, it was still a very problematic drug. And you could argue that the chemical versions of today are worse. I don't know enough about this subject to debate, but certainly it wasn't a good thing to have heroin on the street. Kovi Killer Clown says, so Jeff, all is lost and there is no hope for white and the West. Certainly there is no hope for the maintenance of countries that are Western in nature. Now, that doesn't mean there is no hope for you and there is no hope even for your race. I think there is hope for the white race, but it will be in survival and fleeing. So it will be by living at the borders of society, ready to escape at any time, and ready to move away from the communism as it takes over more and more of America. Electric vehicles are exploding from water damage after Hurricane Ian, top Florida official warns. Florida's chief fire marshal and financial officer says there are a ton of EVs disabled from Hurricane Ian. That will be a big problem, I guess. An angry mom was wearing a skimpy outfit to demonstrate what kind of outfit is allowed by drag performers in front of students. So she went to the committee of the school at the board meeting and she wore the same outfit as the drag performer that had performed in front of the students. Okay, that's one way to make a statement, I guess. OPEC's action is testimony to a staggering U.S. geopolitical and geoeconomic error. So yesterday, there was a request by Biden to the Arab producer of petrol to be increasing the production so that we would solve the problem of shortage of energy that was caused by Biden. So it's kind of Biden trying to ask someone else to correct his errors. And the OPEC has answered no. The OPEC will be diminishing their production of fuel. The White House press secretary accused the OPEC Plus of aligning with Russia. Off the record, the response was probably blunter given such a cut and had been flagged as a hostile act. Yet Saudi Arabia's message to the White House also couldn't have been blunter. I mean, these people have their own interests, and if you create a situation that locks your country in, where people are forced to pay higher prices, and then you have also these owners of big petroleum reserves like Saudi Arabia who say, well, looking at the situation, you want to switch to electric vehicles, your American politics on the left are fully hostile to fuel, so basically I don't have many years left to make profit out of my natural resource. And so it may be more clever for them to do what they're doing, which is we're going to extract at a very low rate so that we can profit the most from a high price. Because if we had 100 years ahead of us of fuel cells in America, perhaps they would be interested in pumping as much as they can. But that doesn't seem to be the situation. It seems like we have a couple years left before the leftists basically outlaw fuel cars. Tillman says, JF, what is the name of the link in the show notes of the lady driving on three wheels? The name will be Woman Driving Her Car on Three Wheels in California. Here's the link if you need it now. We are headed toward the end of the show. Just people were talking to me about the... This is a couple of months ago, but Jared Kushner had been commenting on living forever.
Friend, and then finally, I think that from the last year, the one thing I've tried to put a priority on since I left the White House was, you know, getting some exercise in. I think that there's a good probability that my generation is, hopefully with the advances in science, either, you know, the first generation to live forever or the last generation that's going to die. And so we need
absolutely delusional. We are not headed toward eternal life anytime soon. You're going to die. Your kids are going to die. Your grandkids are going to die. John Drake says he already looks like a vampire. Okay. But yeah, that is completely a missed understanding of the current level of science and methodical problems facing the anti-aging research. We are really not close to that moment. What else do I have? Covey Clown was saying on Entropy, how is the farm going? Been pickling much? Any kimchi? You're great, man. The farm has done good. I've been making activities with children of the neighborhood who were coming to... So basically, I have no potatoes left. They dug all of the potatoes and they brought it to their parents. They took a lot of tomatoes also. So when I do these activities, I lose a lot of the production. But it's fun. The kids really love this. They really love playing in the greenhouse and finding their vegetables and bringing them back to their parents. So I didn't benefit from massive amounts of vegetables to pickle or to put in jars or whatever. So what we had, we have already eaten. We have no extra this year. We gave too much. That being said, I'm still satisfied at the amount of production. That's what matters to me. Not necessarily to eat the production every year, but to improve in the amount of productivity of my greenhouse. And definitely this year, the great improvement was my ability to farm lettuce and herbs. It was massive amounts. And Mama JF has not made me buy a single parsley bunch or cilantro bunch in the entire summer. And normally, I have to buy two or three of those every week. So for the whole summer, it's like about $10 to $15 per week of just the herbs. And I'm not even talking about the tomatoes, the salad, the fruit, the blackcurrant. Just the herbs and spices, I saved $15 a week for this summer because Mama JF is a big consumer of those. Pitosoraptor says, probability question, if a person never dies from natural causes, i.e. never ages, how many years before they die from unnatural causes, accident, murders, etc.? I give it 250 years on average. It's a tough question, but you're probably in the ballpark there. Because what proportion of the people end up dying of natural causes? Maybe 90% in our societies, maybe more. So you have to take whatever is the average age, 76 years old, and say, that's because of natural causes. It would be much lower if it wasn't of natural causes. So then maybe you get killed on average at 30-year-old, let's say, just for the purpose of calculation. Well, if you get killed on average at 30-year-old, it gets the average to 76. Therefore, the natural causes may be around 85. And then you say times 10, this 30 years old times 10 to get to 100% brings you about 300 years. So you're pretty much in the ballpark, I think. Lendal Guntram says entropy will win in the end. Absolutely. Entropy always wins. You can upload yourself to a virtual computer system. Eventually, there's going to be no one to care for keeping the lights on, for keeping the electricity flowing through it. Existence is temporary, and fighting against this fact of life is deceiving yourself. Kovi Clown says, maybe do a stream on pickling and tomato sauce. What do you think of Dr. Andrew Huberman? I could. If I was pickling next year, maybe I could do this. But this year, I'm not pickling anything. I still have reserves from last year, and I don't have extra vegetables this year. But yeah, I could do it next year. Andrew Huberman is an American neuroscientist, neural regeneration and repair field. It's a technical domain. I don't have anything against the guy, but there's an infinite amount of things to discover about the precise molecular mechanism of neural degeneration and generation and how neurons can be born maybe, or they can't, or they can in certain species. And it's all list of facts that are currently not recruitable to put to use in extending life. That is it for tonight, Buzz. My voice is so weak, I better stop right now. I'm going to go rest. I keep doing the regular show, but on Saturday we'll have on top of it Modern Day Debate on the question of children indoctrination. Philosoraptor says, do you think the universe ends when we die? Since time no longer exists, we jump to the end of times. Well, the universe doesn't end when we die. The universe keeps going, but it's pretty boring then. When everyone dies, the universe keeps going, but it's boring. When you die, the universe keeps going, and it's not even boring because there are other living organisms left. So no, there's no link between the universe ending and your death. Your death happens so much quicker than the universe ending. But it's the end of your universe. It's the end of your perceptions. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love. See you all tomorrow.